C, D, E, F, G, H. I want A+. Invest, that's so much fun. Invest education for you and everyone's a mom alone. Learn some grammar, learn a phrase, learn something new every day. Learn the A+ way. Hey, it's time to start the show. Are you ready? Good, because here we go.
Hi everyone, welcome to A+. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Elsie.
Okay, and today our warm-up question is, did you ever fight someone? What was it about?
Did I ever fight someone?
Yeah, I guess...
打人哦!
I guess here let's talk about physical fights.
最身体上的不是那种吵架。 Maybe when I was little, I fought with my cousins. Because I'm the only child in my family, so... I used to play with my cousins, and I think we might fight with each other.
Yeah, I think it's quite normal for younger kids to fight with each other. I fought with my younger brother, too, when I was little. We would fight over really silly things, like with our toys and stuff, and we would push each other, and I think that was about it.
But have you ever fought a classmate or a friend of yours?
A classmate? I don't think so. I know, no. I think I was quite friendly in school, so I wasn't the type of person that was, you know.
Me too, yeah.
Yeah. But it's not really good to resort to violence, so if there is something, I think you should talk about it instead of fighting someone, because, you know, you're older now, you're able to talk about your feelings, you're able to talk to someone about it, so don't fight someone.
But we might see a fight scene in today's article.
I think so as well. So let's take a look.
Okay.
Artemis Fowl. Warm-up question. Did you ever fight someone? What was it about?
Mulch finds the fairy's book.
Artemis outsmarted us,
says Root. The fairy police send a troll to attack the humans, but Butler fights it. When she is alone in a room, Holly does a ritual to get her magic back. The fairy police give Artemis the gold. Artemis lets Holly go. Still, Root won't let Artemis win. Root plans to bomb Foul Manor. This bomb will kill everyone inside it. Then the police can take back the gold. Artemis outsmarts them again. And all the humans in the house survive. In the end, Artemis gives up half the gold to Holly. In return, Holly heals his mother with magic.
Word power!
Attack. Attack. Let's stay away from the dangerous dog. It could attack us. Let's stay away from the dangerous dog. It could attack us. Win. 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 Won. Won. Our team won the basketball game today, so we held a party. Our team won the basketball game today, so we held a party. Bomb. Bomb. The foreign soldiers bombed the home of the country's king. It killed many people. The foreign soldiers bombed the home of the country's king. It killed many people. Bomb. Bomb. There's a bomb on this bus, so we must get everyone off right now. There's a bomb on this bus, so we must get everyone off right now. Survive. Survive. Linda was very sick for a month, But she survived and is better now. Linda was very sick for a month, but she survived and is better now.
认识智慧
Outsmart Troll Ritual Heal
Alright, so let's learn more about what's happening and then if they're able to save Holly Short.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so Mulch, okay, remember, Mulch was a dwarf, the criminal dwarf that the fairy police find mm-hmm. to help them. So it says, Mulch finds the fairy's book. Artemis outsmarted us, says Root. Okay, now when you outsmart someone, it just means that you kind of defeat them by tricking them, and you do it by being more clever than them.
Okay, so outsmart 这个动词呢，代表以智力去胜过某人，或是比某人更机灵。那 Much 这个 dwarf 矮人进到 Artemis 的家之后，找到了精灵绿点，然后 Commander Root 就说 Artemis 比我们还要聪明耶。
Yep. Okay, next it says, the fairy police send a troll to attack the humans, but Butler fights it. Okay, you see, I think Artemis knows everything about their magic world now because he has their book. It's kind of like the Bible, like, you know, mm-hmm. everything about their life. So he sends a troll. Now, a troll is a creature that looks like he could be really small. Sometimes it could be really big, but it's a creature that does not look very good. Mm-hmm. Usually it's described as a very, very ugly kind of creature. So, for example, in Frozen, okay,
yeah.
Do you remember that movie, guys? The Kristoff takes Anna to meet trolls, and in there, the trolls look small, and they're kind of cute, and they also have magic powers. But in Harry Potter, for them, in their story, the troll is really big and ugly, so mm-hmm. it just depends.
And there is a movie called Trolls.
Oh, yeah,
that movie. 魔法精灵吗?
I think so.
They sing, and they have crazy colors of their hair.
Yeah.
So, I've watched that one.
Yeah, not yet.
Not yet. Okay, you have to.You can see some trolls in the movie.
Okay.
所以 troll 这个字呢就是北欧神话当中居住在洞穴的侏儒或是巨怪所以可以很小可以很大。那精灵警察这边呢就派出了一个巨怪 The troll is going to attack the humans.
Okay. So let's take a look at the word attack. It's spelled A-T-T-A-C-K. Attack.Attack here is a verb. Now, when you attack someone or something, it means you try to injure or hurt that person on purpose, okay? For example, in the Avengers, Thanos attacked the Avengers to get the last stone. So it means that he wanted to hurt the Avengers on purpose, so maybe he punched them or maybe he kicked them and he used his powers. Okay, let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, let's stay away from the dangerous dog. It could attack us.Let's stay away from the dangerous dog. It could attack us.
Attack 这个动词呢是攻击。那例句说我们远离那只危险的狗吧它可能会攻击我们。那回到文章呢仆人 Butler 他不是省油的灯他跟他对打了起来也就是 Butter, not Butter, Butler 跟 Troll 两个就打起来了。
Mm-hmm. I love Butter. Alright, so next in the story says, when she is alone in her room,Holly does a ritual to get her magic back. So, I guess what's happening now is everyone's kind of fighting each other. Butler is fighting the fairy police and the troll and the dwarf maybe. But here, Holly gets some mm-hmm. time to be alone and she does a ritual. Okay, now a ritual is like a ceremony or a series of acts that you do.In the same way over and over and over again. And rituals are used to, you know, done to usually celebrate something or to make something happen.
Mm-hmm. 所以当 Holly 现在独自在房间里面的时候呢 she does a ritual. Ritual 代表是仪式。这个仪式可以干嘛呢可以帮她 find the magic back,、
mm-hmm.
找回魔法。
Okay, and it says, the fairy police give Artemis the gold. Okay, remember, so in the very, very, very beginning, Artemis captured the fairy because he wanted to get money. He asked for a ransom. He wanted to get gold.
精灵警察呢就给了 Artemis 要的黄金。So mm-hmm. they do give it to him.
Yeah, they did. Okay, next it says, Artemis lets Holly go. Still, Root won't let Artemis win. Okay.
Oh, and with the word let here, 实义动词它可以解释为让或是允许。那后面加了受词之后呢是要加原形动词的哦。所以我们文章加的是 go 这个原形动词。Artemis 同意让 Holly 走。那另外呢像 make, have, 它们也是实义动词。例如 make 它是解释为使得或是吩咐命令某人去做某件事。那 have 它也是吩咐命令的语气。那 make 的语气在吩咐命令上面会比较强烈哦。For example, the stranger made the little boy cry. 这边会把那个 made 解释为使得，也就是陌生人使这个小男孩哭了。那我们用的原形动词就是 cry。那还有一个例句哦。My sister had me buy her dinner yesterday. 我的姐姐昨天要我买晚餐给他吃，那这边用的原形动词就是 buy, buy. Okay, so Holly can go, but Root won't let Artemis win.
Okay, so it seems like they have another plan, going on, okay? So Root wants to win himself. Now let's take a look at the word win. It's spelled W-I-N, win.Win here is a verb, so as, the tenses change, it's changed to win, won, won. Now, win means you achieve a victory in a contest, game, or etc. So you become, you know, number one, or you become the victor of this game or this race. Now let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, our team won the basketball game today, so we held a party.Our team won the basketball game today, so we held a party.
Win 这个动词呢代表获胜或是赢得。那例句说因为我们的篮球队今天比赛赢了所以我们要举办一个派对。And let's get back to the article.、Root doesn't want Artemis win、to win, right?
Yeah, because what's interesting is Root already gave Artemis the gold.、
Right.
So for us it seems like, oh yes, Artemis...won, he got his gold, he got what he wanted. But Root has another plan.
That's why.
Yeah, and because he doesn't want Artemis to win, he doesn't want the human or Artemis to feel like, he's got control over them. So, in this story it says, Root plans to bomb Foul Manor.
Ho ho.
Okay, that's a really, really big plan. Okay, let's learn about the word bomb. It's spelled B-O-M-B, bomb.Bomb here is used as a verb, okay? Now, when you bomb something, it means you attack a person or place or person with a bomb. Now, bomb as a noun is something you use to make things explode. So, usually people who are fighting in wars, they might use bombs to, you know, attack the other country. But here, we use bomb as a verb, okay? Now, let's take a look at our word power sentence. It says, the foreign soldiers bombed the home of the country's king. It killed many people. The foreign soldiers bombed the home of the country's king. It killed many people.
Bomb 这个动词代表轰炸。那注意哦 ,MB 结尾的字哪一个不发音呢就是我们的 B 这个字母不发音哦。所以我们念作 bomb 就可以了。那例句说到呢外国的士兵们用炸弹攻击这个国家的国王的家这国王的家园造成很多人死亡。那回到文章呢 ,Root, 他也计划要炸掉 Foul 庄园。Is it going to be successful?
We don't know. Okay, so, here it says, this bomb will kill everyone inside it, then the police can take back the gold.
Okay, that's the plan.
That's actually really smart. Okay, so a while ago we learned bomb as a verb. I'm going to explain to you what bomb means as a noun. So bomb, again, it's called B-O-M-B, bomb. All right, so bomb as a noun is a thing used to explode in order to hurt or kill a lot of people. Now, bombs are actually really, really bad and very dangerous. They're considered really, really dangerous weapons to use. And usually we don't use these now, but usually they are used in times of war. Now, let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, there's a bomb on this bus, so we must get everyone off right now.There's a bomb on this bus, so we must get everyone off right now.
bomb 在这边就当名词用啦，代表炸弹或是爆裂物。那例句说呢，这辆公车上有炸弹，所以我们必须要叫所有人现在下车。那例文章说呢，炸弹炸死里面的人类之后，精灵们就可以取回黄金， they can get the gold back.
That's actually quite smart. Okay, because I'm pretty sure gold to them also costsor is worth a lot of, money. So, of course, they don't want to just give it away to him. Okay, next in the story, it says, Artemis outsmarts them again, and all the humans in the house survive.
Okay. Wow. So maybe he got all the people out of the house.
Yeah,
before they came.
Or maybe, do you think he found the bomb?
Oh, maybe.
Okay, but here we have to figure out why or what does this mean, okay? We see the word survive here. It's spelled S-U-R-V-I-V-E, survive. Survive is a verb and it means to remain alive or continue to live. For example, we can say Linda was very sick for a month, but she survived and is better now. Linda was very sick for a month, but she survived and is better now.
Survive 这个动词呢代表存活或是幸存，那例句说呢， Linda 生重病一个月，但是她活下来了，而且现在好很多。那文章说到呢， Artemis 又以机智取胜哦，庄园里面的人都活了下来， They all survive.
That's interesting. I just can't believe that Artemis is only 12 years old.
But I think he studied the Bible, the book,
yeah,
very much,
so.
Very hard.
So he's a very, very smart boy, okay? Mm-hmm. So luckily he saved or he helped some of the humans survive, all of the humans survive, okay? Lastly in the story says, in the end, Artemis gives up half the gold to Holly, okay?
Ooh, that's nice of him.
That's a really big twist, okay? In the end just means, you know, lastly, at the very end of the story, when you give up something, it means that you kind of admit defeat, you stop trying doing something because you know it'll be too difficult to win. Okay, mm-hmm. So he kind of lets, Holly take this gold.
所以这个片语 in the end 它代表就是最后，那可以用刚刚 Tiffany 讲到的 lastly 或是 at last 或者是 finally 来代替。那还有一个片语呢是 give up something 放弃某物，所以最后 Artemis 放弃了一半的黄金，把它给了 Holly。
Okay, and then next in the story says, in return, Holly heals his mother with magic.Okay, now, when you heal, it means that you make something healthy or well again. So, because remember, his mother she was in a very poor mental health, something was happening to her, but luckily with magic, Holly was able to help him.
In return, 这个片语呢是作为回报。那 heal 这个动词呢是使某个可能病症啦痊愈。那 Holly 就用她的魔法来治愈 Artemis 的母亲，来当作回报。回报什么？因为 Artemis 给他一半的黄金。So this is a happy ending.
It is. And I wonder what changed in between. Maybe Artemis got to know Holly better or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, it's a really, really a lot of different twists in this story. Okay, so did you enjoy it?
I did.
Yeah, it's a really good story. I think I'm actually trying to read the book.
Yeah.And I think our students should read the book too.
I think so as well. All right, now that's all, the end of the story. But before we go to our review time, let's take a look at our magic box.
Magic box, 找亮点。
Hello, 大家好，我是 Isaac。最近呢，因为工作比较忙碌的关系，回到家呢，我就倒在床上，就直接睡到天亮，没有，就是中间都没有醒来的那种。以至于呢，房间就是都没有整理，所以啦，就是上周末放假的时候，我妈呢就叫我要好好大扫除一番，以及就是把就是我的衣服呢把它洗干净。My mom had me clean my room and wash the clothes last weekend。想必大家应该有猜到我今天要教大家什么文法了吧？没错，那就是实义动词的用法。首先，先考考大家，实义动词有几个，分别是哪些呢？答案是三个。那分别是 make 是点点点怎么样 ，let 让点点点怎么样 ，have 则是呢叫点点怎么样。再来就是告诉大家实义动词的用法吧。那其实它的用法非常的简单，就是主词加上一个实义动词。那实义动词呢后面加上一个受词之后，再加上一个原形动词。那大家要记得哦，就是考试其实最常考的就是那个原形动词的部分啦。那让我们来造几个例句吧，比如说。吃完饭，我妈叫我写作业。My mom makes me do my homework。 那这边呢，我们使用到实义动词 make 加上一个受词 me， 那我们后面呢再加上一个原形动词 do。 那我们用 let 来造一个例句吧。 My father doesn't let me use my phone when we are eating dinner。 当我们在吃饭的时候呢，就是我爸呢不准我使用我的手机。那或者如果我要说我妈叫我去剪头发， My mom had me cut my hair。好啦，那最后来考考大家吧。假如呢，我要说老师叫学生们一起玩一个有趣的游戏，这个英文应该要怎么说呢？
The answer is the teacher had all the students play an interesting game. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Welcome everyone to our review time. I love that. Alright, so today we're going to play Pictionary. We're going to draw something and you have to try to guess, the words. So, we'll go over the words real quickly.
Okay.
Today we learned attack.
攻击.
We learned win.
火神.
Bomb as a verb and noun.
动词轰炸名词炸弹.
And then we have the word survive.
存活幸存.
Alright, so should I go first?
Sure.
Okay. I think I know what to draw.
You are drawing a car. Oh no,
that's not a car at all. Okay, I'll do this. I think that's better.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, first place,
second place,
third place. So he's the winner or she's the winner.
The verb.
动词就是 win, W-I-N.
Yeah, nice. All right, your turn.
Okay. So you took the really easy one.
The others are kind of hard. Let's see Elsie's drawing skills for this.
Okay.
Okay, it's a circle. Oh, it's a person. He's happy? No. Looks kind of angry. Oh, are those boxing gloves?
Kind of.
Oh, I know this one.
Okay, so two people.
Bomb.
Bomb?
No.
You think these two are bombs?
Bomberman. Like Bomberman.
So the man is bombing this little person.
No, that's too evil. I don't think so. I think it's a verb. Attack.
Attack. The man is attacking the little child.
Yeah, that's too evil to bomb that person.
Okay, so attack. A-T-T-A-C-K. 攻击.
Alright, so you guys can also play the game. We have a lot of different words that we have left, so you guys can try that. But that's all the time that we have for today. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Elsie.
So we'll see you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Artemis Fowl. Warm-up question.Did you ever fight someone? What was it about?
Molt finds the fairy's book.
Artemis outsmarted us,
says Root. The fairy police send a troll to attack the humans, but Butler fights it. When she is alone in a room, Holly does a ritual to get her magic back.The fairy police give Artemis the gold. Artemis lets Holly go. Still, Root won't let Artemis win. Root plans to bomb Foul Manor. This bomb will kill everyone inside it. Then the police can take back the gold. Artemis outsmarts them again.And all the humans in the house survive. In the end, Artemis gives up half the gold to Holly. In return, Holly heals his mother with magic.
Word power!
Attack. Attack.Let's stay away from the dangerous dog. It could attack us. Let's stay away from the dangerous dog. It could attack us. Win. 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 Won. Won. Our team won the basketball game today, so we held a party. Our team won the basketball game today, so we held a party. Bomb. Bomb. The foreign soldiers bombed the home of the country's king. It killed many people. The foreign soldiers bombed the home of the country's king. It killed many people. Bomb. Bomb. There's a bomb on this bus, so we must get everyone off right now. There's a bomb on this bus, so we must get everyone off right now. Survive. Survive. Linda was very sick for a month, but she survived and is better now. Linda was very sick for a month, but she survived and is better now.
认识智慧
Outsmart Troll Ritual Heal